Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Get back to the conversation about Rob Thompson in a second. By the way, guys, before we get to Mount Rushmore, did you notice that when Ike pointed out that Jeff Sonolato, who's our SVP of programming here, was in the other room, he was like, Jeff is here. All we did was turn up the inappropriate jokes for the next 8 minutes.
Yeah.
We're basically like challenging him.
We're red light players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See just how much we can make him squirm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My problem was,
yeah,
couldn't tell if he was laughing.
I think he was laughing.
He was laughing
over there. Yeah, I think he was laughing.
Well, don't worry, you're the first one to go.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Appreciate it. Because you guys got 10 years together, I know. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was in the guy's wedding. How do you think you're surviving over me?
Yeah, no.
He's like Reese.
And he's like Reese. No, it's fair.
Yeah.
No, I hope you guys like Buzz.
All right, let's do a Mount Rush 4.
It's Spike's Mount Rush 4.
That's so fast the way you said it, too.
Like, I was joking, man. Either we all go or we all stay.
Yes. Either we all stay or maybe Jack
maybe
goes.
Maybe Jack just goes. Yeah. Names off the show and leaves.
Yes. Okay.
Right. Kim Ha!
Time for Mount Rush 4.
That was inadvertent.
I can't wait till Mount Rushmore week next year, by the way.
Next
year. And we have discussed internally a station trip to Mount Rushmore. So
that's going
to
be expensive.
If you would like for us, if you would like to come, you know, on the trip, we're thinking about it. So here is my Mount Rush 4 of places where people are completely disrespectful to each other.
Let's go.
So I'll tell you where this comes from with the first one.
Okay.
And it is movie theaters.
I knew it. Yeah, as you're one of the few moviegoers still.
I love going to movies.
Yeah.
Love it. So Friday night, and it's gotten worse and worse over the years. And I did not complain, and I will explain why. But Friday night, my wife and I, now we are not 10 p.m. movie people, but I wanted to see Alien Romulus in IMAX this past weekend, opening weekend. It was the only time to do it.
Okay.
So we go to a 10 p.m. movie. In the 10 p.m. movie, family of five behind us. Three children under 10 years old at Alien Romulus at 10 p.m. So they're getting up and changing seats every 2 minutes.
Oh,
they're
man.
Crying that they're scared. It's an alien movie! Of course
what
they're
was
scared.
It rated? What was it rated?
It was R.
Okay, that's
oh,
bad.
Oh, it was rated R?
Yes, and the kids are, this, and the parents are like, the mother's getting up and getting snacks every 15 minutes. What kind of money do you have to get movie theater snacks every 15 minutes?
You are jet-ass lunatic.
And the dad brings out his cell phone, turns on the flashlight of the cell phone mid-movie.
That was behind you, though.
Behind us. Okay. The guy next to us has his cell phone. He's texting the whole time. Oh, also, man. Looking at apps. I see. Now, Val, my wife, hates when I get agitated in movies. Yeah. It happens all. I see her shift her body in a way so I can't see the guy.
Right.
So afterwards, she was like, yeah, I tried to move my body so you couldn't see the guy with the cell phone. I was like, I know what you did. But I saw him.
Meanwhile, you got like a radar going on so you can see everything.
Unruly
Why
teens.
Why can't you just watch the movie?
Unruly teens in
they
the back.
They were behind you.
Noisy, unruly teens. But they kept kicking my chair, and they're noisy, the
That's
kids.
A no-no. The chair is a no-no.
Yeah. Teens are not 10 and under.
No, I'm talking about in the back of the theater, there were unruly teens running up and down the stairs the whole movie.
Okay.
And the only reason I didn't tell anyone is because, A, I feel bad for the movie theater employees that are going to have to deal with it. Second, if the entire theater is misbehaving besides me, maybe I'm the problem, right? Like, what are they going to do, tell everyone to shut up? I just can't believe that they put a screen up before the movie starts with a video. It's like, you know what? Don't talk. Don't text, don't post, don't do any of these things. And then as soon as the movie starts, everyone's doing all of them. The theater IMAX tickets, Ike, are $20.35 each.
Yeah.
There's two tickets with the fees is $50.
Oh, yeah.
Then two sodas is another $10. I'm spending $70. You can't shut up. Okay, so number one is movie theaters.
That used to be a cheap date.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Okay. Number two on the Mount Rushmore of places that people are disrespectful to each other is parking lots and parking garages. The people that park sort of not even taking up two spots, but just enough so you can't park in the other spot. Also, you see what I'm saying?
Ooh,
if they had just moved over a foot and a half, and not for nothing, but our garage here, people flying down the ramps, obviously not looking at the mirrors up on the thing. Oh, it's you, Fritz.
Wouldn't know anything about the garage.
Okay. Oh, right. You don't park there anymore.
Yes.
Well, I park there. And I'm telling you, people are... And park. I was at the mall yesterday or Saturday afternoon, and people parked right on the edge of their spot, so you can't... flying around corners, parking lots, and parking garages, people are disrespectful.
Well, especially when you're trying to leave a game or leave a concert. I mean, everyone turns into like the biggest D in the world.
Yes, won't let somebody in. Look, we're all trying to get to the same spot.
Yeah, we all get it.
We're all trying to get out of here.
I would say the car was the original keyboard warrior.
Yes.
Where you felt like you could say whatever you wanted and not get in trouble.
Yeah, but... Now
I'm not scared anymore.
Yeah. All right. Number three in the Mount Rushmore of places that people are disrespectful to each other is crosswalks.
I
take long walks every morning. If there's a crosswalk there and I'm standing at it, you got to stop. But people don't stop and they don't let me pass. And you know what I do? I point at the crosswalk and I look at them disrespectfully.
But are you being disrespectful?
They're being disrespectful.
Yeah, you do the whole...
Yes, point at the crosswalk. Sometimes I do this. I know people can't see it. I give them the what are you doing?
Yeah.
Shrug.
It would make a scene, yep.
Yeah, I try to make a scene. That's what the crosswalk is there for, is for me to be able to cross the street.
Now...
People are disrespectful. Oh, no.
Well...
Okay.
You have somewhat of a point here.
Yeah, but...
But... You know, you pedestrians, man.
Move faster.
Yeah, you out here like you own the streets. You know, I'm out here trying to get on the expressway over here. I mean, are we serious?
Yes.
Does everybody have to be a tortoise walking across the street?
Yes.
Looking at the phone?
Well, looking at the
phone. How about get off the phone and get across the street?
I agree with you. You're talking about making the left off the Chestnut Street
bridge. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think this is what you owe the cars as a pedestrian. You owe them the I'm hurrying shuffle, which is not a full walk.
Yeah, I don't need you to take off in a sprint, but let's go.
I'm acknowledging.
Well, but a little hustle is appreciated.
Oh, right here too at the corner of Market.
No, yep.
Where you got to make the right on the Market.
Oh my God. You need to get onto 676.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes. Here's what you owe them this. You owe them the.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm hustling.
Yeah, I'm
even
getting
though,
across, yes.
Yeah, even though I'm walking probably about the same, I look like I'm hustling. Just look like you're hustling.
Yes.
Okay.
My goodness.
It's disrespectful on both sides.
Yes.
And then the final on the Mount Rushmore of places that people are disrespectful to each other. I've talked about airplanes before, but airports are the true center of disrespect. First of all, do not put your carry-on on a seat at the gate. I got to sit there. You know, there's tons of people standing up because you put your carry-on, you put your bag on a seat. Mm-hmm. Disrespectful. Mm-hmm. They eat like animals. I'm trying not to be grossed out over here. Meanwhile, you got your bagel with jalapeno cheddar and whatever the hell else on and a slice of pizza. You don't need both of those. If people look like pigs. They're disrespectful. They butt in front of you. Airports, places that people are disrespectful.
People are angry at airports mostly.
I'm usually angry at the airport too, man.
Yeah. But also, I know it's a hard job.
Yeah.
The employees sometimes set the tone too.
That's true.
You're talking about TSA?
Sometimes. Like sometimes when I'm trying to get my bag, like I don't know all the rules, you know. It's like, get your bag on, like relax. I know it's 6:30 in the morning. Like I don't need to be yelled at. Can we take it down a notch?
Still scarred from one time we went to the airport.
Well, it was the last time we flew. She's fired up at 6 in the morning. Like, take a deep breath here, okay? Like we're all trying to go in the same place.
Well, when I'm walking through, so I have TSA pre-check now. Do you have that?
None of us have TSA.
No, but none of us fly as much as you.
I'm telling you, if you fly two times a year, TSA pre-check is worth it. It's $70 for like 4 years.
Yeah.
You don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to take your belt off. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag.
Okay.
You get a separate line when you're
I see that separate line. I'm sometimes jealous.
It is.
It takes Ike's a slow adapter. You know, like.
Yeah, you know I'm not doing it right now. Yeah. Still give me another year. I'll be on TSA.
What?
Still an AOL.
Pre-check.
Yeah. Easy Pass. You just got a year
ago. Yeah, AOL is staying forever.
Yeah.
Well, I'm locked into that one.
It's one of the rules of being a radio host is having an AOL email address, actually. Yeah.
Angelo.
Angelo. A boomer, I think, has
I'm in a great company then.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Evan Roberts in New York also had AOL.
Really?
Yes. A lot of AOLs.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Easy.
There's nothing to brag about.
And just a recommendation to you two, the TSA pre-check will take you an hour in real life to get done. You have to go to this place where they fingerprint or whatever, but saves you. Yeah, because they got to make sure you're not a terrorist.
No, there's no way I'll get TSA pre-checked in. I got to go somewhere for an hour?
Well, you got to get there, wait in line for a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. A separate trip? I got to take a separate trip
just
to the airport?
One time. You
just go early.
You don't even have to go to the airport. They have offices all over the place.
I mean, I can do it. Can I do it the day I'm flying?
No. So you do. Here's the thing. It's not for every trip. It's only one time. You do it one time, then you have TSA pre-check for 4 years or something. 3 years.
No. I mean, can I do it if I'm?
Oh, I think
if I just happen to be flying, can I go to the airport early and do it?
I think they have one at the airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make a separate trip to the airport, man.
Saves time. I told my wife who doesn't have it. I was like, look, if you don't get it. By the next time we fly.
Because you don't want to leave her.
I'm not waiting.
You have to wait in line with her.
Nah. I've warned her for years. Years. I was like,
I know exactly where that was going. Yep. Yeah.
I'm not waiting in that line. Yeah. All right. There we go. There is your Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Let's see. What do we got here? Do you trust Rob Thompson? Mm-mm. 64% say yes. 36% say no. 215-592-9494. Tom and Langhorne, you're on WIP. What up, Tom?
Hello, guys. How are you this afternoon?
What up, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
So I'm with you, Spike, on the Thompson issue. You know, we don't know what's going on in these clubhouses. You know, Harper could have had something personal going on. You just don't know. So you got to give the guy the benefit of the doubt, in my opinion, because we don't know.
Topper
would have said if there was something
bad.
Bad. He just said he wanted to get him off his feet.
Not necessarily. If something was private at home, say, he wouldn't.
Could have been a nagging thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't expect him to go into details of what's going on if something is going on away from the game.
Look, Bryce was trying to cross the street on a crosswalk.
Got hit.
And somebody
ran through the light.
Yeah, did not give the right
away. It was Kelly Oubre.
Yep. Yes. And he's furious, you know. We just thought he needed a day to settle down. He went to the movies. He went to see L.A. and Romulus. There was a family of five behind him. Yeah. I do agree. Do you think, all right, question based on this, Tom, and then we'll get your fantasy football thing. Does the show agree that Rob Thompson has earned the benefit of the doubt in decisions like this or no?
Yes, for the most part, yes. You know? Yes, yes. I would say he's earned the lead way in the rope. Yes, I totally agree with that. But it doesn't mean that we don't get to question some of the things he does.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think some of it is that there is part of we can judge lineup construction. We can judge did the strategic decisions. Mm-hmm. But I think it is very. And by the way, not every manager would get benefit of the doubt on things like this.
No, he's earned it.
I
didn't see the game yesterday.
Oh.
So maybe if I would have seen the game, maybe I would feel differently.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there's too many games. You know.
Yeah, you can't watch every game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's my point too. With the guys need a break every now and then.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
162 games, man. That's a lot of games.
Yes, yeah, baseball. I keep telling Jack this.
Don't freak out. It's just baseball.
It's just baseball. Jack, do you think Rob Thompson has earned the benefit of the doubt in situations like this?
Yeah, I trust him.
Even though you don't this one.
On this one, I don't agree with him.
Okay. But
right. Yeah.
I will say it was interesting. I thought Harper was wearing tape around his wrist on Saturday. So I didn't know if maybe there's something injury related that he wanted to get him off his feet for a day. Besides a possible crosswalk situation.
Yeah. Or a movie situation.
Romulus. Like he did have his hand wrapped, which I thought was interesting.
Tom, tell us why you think you should be in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
Well, first of all, right here, I'm a uniter. I brought the entire show together on an issue.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Secondly, I've never played fantasy football, baseball. I have no idea what I'm doing. I want to be
a first timesman.
Yeah.
I want to be in it for the last, for the camaraderie.
Yeah.
And if we have, is there a draft where everybody gets together in the same room?
Yeah.
That is a must. You must attend the draft.
Yep.
I will hook up everybody with food.
Well, depending on won't be needed.
Well, it won't be needed.
It's a nice gesture.
Yeah. I could have done the food.
Yeah.
But I like to sit around, break.
Stones.
Certain things that men have.
Yep.
And, just have a good time and have some camaraderie and just relax and enjoy the football season.
Tom, thank you for the reasoning. I like the first-timer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Has never played fantasy sports. That's pretty wild.
I like the chemistry angle.
Yes, that he brought us together.
He brings everyone together.
He did. He ended the show topic. We all agree.
He's a uniter.
We all agree, yeah. So here's a big thing we need to discuss for the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League is that Jack was previously the commissioner,
mm-hmm.
and now Jack is going to compete, so we need a new commissioner.
Oh, Commissioner Goodell, huh?
Yeah, so Jack, now it's well known, I think Jack was a bad commissioner, didn't even know who won the league last year.
I found out, though.
Okay. Jack.
Well, it's not, again, I would say didn't do anything with being the commissioner outside of draft weekend.
She didn't do anything?
No.
Don't you have to judge whether trades are legal and stuff?
Yeah, or? I put them through.
Oh, you just put all the trades
through. Yes, he sees everything.
Okay.
Yes.
So I wasn't putting extra effort into being the commissioner.
Is there anyone at the station that you think would be able to step up to the what's the word I'm looking for? Step up
challenge?
To the challenge, the responsibility of being the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League commissioner? Or we think somebody like Francisco Rojas is up to the...
No.
Okay.
That was my first thought, though.
That was a quick no.
No?
Have you seen his body of work in the top five?
He lives in Delco.
He does. He lives close to where we're going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, he said he would stop by, I think.
You know,
I think
what
he's working it. So
you got to kind of have a commissioner that's going to be invested in, like they want to do it.
Yes. Do we think Fran's one of those
I think
guys?
Fran would want to do it.
Okay.
See, Buzz may feel like he's too good to be doing a commissioner and not actually participating.
Wow. Well, he would be wrong.
Big old swing and a miss.
Yeah, it'd be a complete misjudgment of himself if he thinks he's too good for it. You were doing it last year, Jack.
Yes.
Multiple years.
Yeah.
Yes. It's someone else who thought they were too good to be doing
with
it.
With a heavy heart, it seems like I have to play this year.
Yeah. What about Danny? What about kid Danny?
Oh, Danny Ryan. I think Danny Ryan would be, he would, chomp at the bit.
Yeah, I like Danny.
I'm a Danny's man.
Danny works hard. When I've gotten intense with Danny at Chickie's, he handles it well.
That's important, too.
Yes.
Unlike Fran, who gets a little frazzled.
He gets very frazzled.
Yeah.
He almost didn't have a mic working the other day. And I was like, why don't we test these things?
Yeah.
That's all I got to do.
And it used to be me that they were worried about. Now it's you. Yeah, now it's you.
You're off the. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, they don't even worry about me yelling. It's more or less. Oh, I hope Spike doesn't say anything.
Yeah. Do we have any other options?
Tom Kelly.
Does Tom Kelly even want to be the commissioner?
Be pretty good pub for him.
Nah, he doesn't. He doesn't want to be.
Look how dismissive that face was.
He's like, who do you think I am? Who do you think I am?
I have time to be your commissioner.
Yeah.
Well, he has plenty of time. What are you talking about? He's got time.
Ava?
Whoa.
I don't think so.
No, we love Ava. But
we don't need any more on Ava's plate.
Okay. Yeah, Ava's got a lot on her plate.
She does.
Got a lot on her plate.
I mean, Rod is addicted to fantasy sports.
He is. He ordered me to be in two different fantasy football leagues.
It was non-negotiable.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that guy put his foot down on anything.
Yes.
Except you being in the fantasy league.
Yeah. I looked up and I was like, do I have to be in the station one too? He's like, yes.
Yep.
And it's like, all right. Well, then Ike jumped right on me. Are you in or are you out? I was like, all right, guys.
Well, because I was told I have to be in it.
Okay.
I tried to get out of it.
We all try to get out of it.
Okay. All right.
Mike Angelina?
Angelina's
great.
Well,
he's already commissioner.
But he's already commissioner of the other one.
You want him to commission both?
Does
he want to commission both?
No, I don't think
so. What about Tucker? As long as the trades happen before 3:30.
Right. Anything after 2, Tucker's pretty much lost.
Well, yeah.
Tucker would be interesting. Because once we get upset about something, he's definitely not going to care.
Yeah. Well, he is a football guy, though, I would say, Tucker. He's very much a football guy. All right. We have to think this over. We have to decide this.
He followed Matt Rule all the way to Carolina.
It was shameful.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I've never seen anyone more worked up about Temple football in my life. Even Temple football is like, all right, calm down, Tucker.
I don't think if there's anybody else in the station. I'll keep thinking about it. What about Salano?
Yeah, he'd be real good for it.
Yeah, this is somebody you'd have to want to deal with every trade. I'm sure it'd be make it real easy on everyone.
Hey, right, he's not passing any trades through there.
No, you kidding? We'd all quit midway through the season. All right,
Broads.
Up next,
what about Broads?
I love Broads.
Dude, Broads might be my pick. Doing weekly recap videos.
Oh, I would love that. Doing it in his full Broads voice. We get in the full Broadsman.
Hold on, isn't Wade our recap guy?
Yeah.
Not that Wade.
Yeah, the other Wade
from Chester.
Yeah, not that Wade from Chester.
Oh, there's another Wade?
Well, not OG Wade.
Not OG. The other Wade.
The other Wade. The other Wade. Chester,
The Wade that we know is Wade from Chester.
Yes.
Yes. The executive producer of the show.
Oh.
Yes. He actually keeps track of everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty.
He doesn't call very often, but he knows everything.
Do we combo him and Broads and make them co-commissioners?
Maybe.
If Broads is interested.
Broads have to call in and do the recaps, too.
That's fine.
Okay.
You know, Broads would do it. Yeah, he give us like a 60-second full, you know, full 60 seconds, bros, to give us.
That's not trying to do.
Yeah. Set it right up. All right. What do the following, we will find this out next. What do the following quarterbacks have in common that Jalen Hurts does not have in common?
Oh, man, here we go.
Patrick Mahomes.
That hammer is real, for real.
Tua Tagovailoa. Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud, Caleb Williams all have something in common that Jalen Hurts does not have.
Even Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams.
Wow. He hasn't even played yet.
We'll find out next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple
mattresses are made with a GelFlex Grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fritz. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tour de Delco continues tomorrow. We will be in Drexel Hill, which is in Upper Darby. Love Drexel Hill. We will be at the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar, which is there at Drexelbrook. I was there a couple months ago. There's like a little fire pit thing going on out there, you know?
Love a good fire pit.
And I think tomorrow the weather's supposed to be really nice. And I thought I saw like a high of 74.
Oh,
be nice.
You want to get a little blanket out and cuddle by the...
Blanky little fire pit.
Oh, it's almost blanky. Fall. It's blanky. Almost fall.
Almost fall. It's August.
We're training towards fall. I snuck under a little blanket last night on the couch. It was a good old feeling.
Oh, I love a blanket.
Hold up.
What? You don't love a blanket?
I wanted to hear about your personal stuff at home, man.
But I'm saying.
Yeah.
I pulled the blanket over, and I was like, this is a warm feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You were by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if Jill was with you.
No.
Something you just want to feel like.
So I'm trying to figure out, you're by yourself under the blanket. What's the little feeling under there?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was just watching the ball game.
Yeah. Okay. Snug like a little kitty cat.
Yeah, it's getting a little snug.
Yeah.
All right. Goodness gracious, man.
I say that once in a while to my wife. I'll go, hey, I like being snuggly, a little kitty cat in here. She's like, please stop saying
please
that.
Stop.
That is really bad.
I said last night to her, I was doing something stupid, and I was like, I'm never going to grow out of this, am I? I'm always, this is what you are stuck with. It's only going to get worse. I will tell you what Jordan Love, Tua Tagovailoa, Patrick Mahomes, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, and Caleb Williams all have in common that Jalen Hurts does not, right after we talk to Sonny. Sonny, you're on WIP. What up, Sonny?
Hey, good afternoon. Hi, Spike.
Yes.
Jack.
What
Thank
up?
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
It's
really cool to talk to you guys, seriously. I really enjoy the show. And, you know, I've just gone back with listening to you guys and following you guys for a while, so... I don't call in all the time, but I just want to make a few points real quick.
Yeah.
And I got a hot take right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
So I think the Sixers will go the furthest of all three of these teams this season. That's my take.
So is that because you're optimistic about the Sixers or because you're pessimistic about the Eagles and the Phillies?
Well, that's a good question. It's actually both in a way. But
okay.
It's mostly like, okay, here's another point, right? I love Philly. I'm from Philly forever. But it's funny because, there's more national talk about the Sixers this summer than here, by far, between Embiid and the Olympics, all the free agency. Like, they just picked up Yabusele yesterday. Nobody talks about any of these moves Daryl Morey's been making. And, like, I'm the first one to, like, I was not feeling Morey when he missed out on Halliburton and all these moves. I was, like, down on him. And I honestly have to be... Like, if you guys are doing sports takes, you got to, like, be real about it sometimes. And, like, sometimes things change. And I actually got to give Daryl Morey credit right now. I really, really do.
Nobody in the NBA had a better summer from a front office management than Daryl Morey.
I think we all talked about, we all gave him a good amount of credit.
Yeah, we had him on the show.
Yeah, I tried to make everyone... apologize to him, actually. But I think...
Yeah, I mean the callers. I'm talking about the callers.
Well, the callers aren't going to care until the Sixers
win.
So here's one thing, Sonny, and they had a great offseason. First of all, the reason why you hear about them more nationally than here is that people don't talk about baseball really nationally, and the Phillies are good. And that, like, it's just a dynamic of how sports conversation works. And there's really nothing to talk about with the Sixers at this point, you know?
Okay.
But what I would say is, not only have they not gotten to the conference finals. Not only have they not gotten to the finals, in the entire Embiid and Process era, and this is a fact, they have not beat a good team in the playoffs. Not one time. The Brooklyn teams they beat, not good. The Miami team they beat, not good. The Wizards team they beat, not good. So it is, not only have they not gotten to where we had hoped they had gotten, their signature playoff series is losing to the Raptors 6 years ago. It is, so the fact is, I'm as optimistic about Morey as anyone. I think I'm probably as optimistic about Joel as anyone. But they have earned the skepticism that people have. And the reason that nobody wants to give them credit for an offseason is that it feels like we have won trades and offseasons and all this stuff, and it's resulted in nothing. So I understand why people are skeptical.
I think that's a really good point. And especially coming from a Sixers like diehard like you, that's fair. And but I will say, I just have a feeling about them. And if they stay healthy, I know that's the big if, but like they're very hungry. All these guys are at the point in their career where like it's like now or never. And honestly, like the NBA is wide open right now. It's like always used to be dynasties, you know, with us growing up. And now it's like anybody's winning every year. You know what I mean? Anyway, I know my time's limited. I just wanted to put in my application for the league, because, you know, it would mean a lot just in terms of, I go back with you guys watching Ike, you know, mm-hmm. on the Eagles, mm-hmm. Ike is deep for me. And then listening to you at night was awesome. And then seeing you rise up to be where you're at, you know? And like, I just also want to say, thank you for everything you've done for the city, man. You're a great ambassador and we all appreciate you.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
Well,
don't pay him any mind, man.
Look at this guy trying to get in the league just with praise.
No, it's not that, Spike. It's not that. What I was going to say is I go back with you, too. I was early process, early rights to Ricky Sanchez watcher on YouTube when you could see, like, the 40 or 50 listeners. We came, my cousin and my friend and I, to the far northeast in the Hinky days to try to go to the draft watch party. I think it was Buffalo Wild Wings. It was so full, we couldn't even get in.
Yeah,
we couldn't even get in.
The Buffalo Wild Wings in the Northeast was one of our signature moments where they had people out in the parking lot tailgating because they could not get into the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
That was a good moment
there.
Of ours.
I was
yes.
there. I'm not trying. I'm just telling you, like.
Well, what do you have to say about Jack, though?
Hmm? Yeah, one more.
So
yeah.
I remember talking to Jack when he was the producer for Joe at Night. And I was always like, yo, man, you got to get more airtime. And you can go back on the records. But, Spike, I know I don't have a lot of time. I just want to tell you, listen, my deal is, like, I would bring fun to Lee. I'm a vinyl DJ, full-time, you're a music head. Like, I work at a place in the city where some of the personalities from your station have come in. Hmm. And I could, like, send some fun music throughout the season. Also, I know how to act on the chat. And I would be no drama. I'm busy, too, so I'm not going to be the guy picking up every waiver wire the second it happens. Like, I won't be that guy.
Okay. Oh, that's me normally.
Yeah. All right, Sonny. Yeah. Well, anyone, I appreciate it, Sonny. Anyone who still uses vinyl, that gets a plus for me.
He was tugging at your heartstrings there.
I love vinyl.
Yeah. That's why I said vinyl.
Yeah. When I see the DJs doing it with the fake vinyl that's the computer or whatever, I like the real vinyl.
Does anybody use vinyl?
Some people do. The biggest problem with vinyl is, I remember this from college when we used to do our show with turntables at the college station, is you need to, the records. It's like you bring in giant crates of records everywhere you go.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It's just a pain in the ass. And when you're just using the computer ones, all you need to do is have the hard drive full of MP3s, you know?
Dude, have you checked out the Tiny Desk concerts?
Yeah, I've seen those before.
Okay, yeah.
The Locks one? Cool. Did you see the Locks one?
Oh, man, that was awesome.
The Locks one was awesome.
Yes, that was awesome. Yes.
Tiny Desk concerts are
I
awesome.
I like the Tiny Desk concerts.
Yes. All right. So I told you guys,
not watched the Tiny Desk concert.
No, Jack?
No, I like Tiny Desk.
Oh, you seen Tiny Desk?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Shoulders is unbelievable. No one cares. But, like, my guys are usually on the Tiny Desk.
Yeah. What was the one you just named?
Shoulders.
Who?
Tyler Childers.
Oh, Tyler Childers. Is that a country guy?
Yes.
Ish. All right. Jack won't admit that all these artists he likes are
because,
country.
Well, because when you say country, it's like, oh, you just sit around drinking beer.
We're not the old country music.
It's like,
yes.
It's like raw.
Oh.
Passionate.
Passionate.
Not a pickup truck.
I can see
truck.
Him singing. He's yeah. riding in his car yeah. singing.
Oh, dude, I'll send you some songs. Dude, if you don't, never mind. If you don't listen to Lady May and think that's not one of the best love songs ever written, oh, then you don't know music.
God bless the US of A, brother.
It's not. There's no songs about US.
All right. So what do these quarterbacks all have in common that Jalen Hurts doesn't? Patrick Mahomes, Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, Caleb Williams.
It's called a big dose of D.
No, it's not that. It is that they have all played football in the preseason in a game, and Jalen Hurts has not. Now, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is very accomplished. Tua has had a ton of success. Jordan Love just signed a giant contract. Trevor Lawrence, not so much. Joe Burrow, been to a Super Bowl. CJ Stroud, one of the emerging stars in the league. I continue to think they have played it a little too, and I don't blame Jalen for this, and it may have no bearing on how the season goes at all, but I just continue to think that with a new offense and the offense having to carry the team, that him getting a couple drives of real football speed, or even not real, but closer than what practice is, would put them in a better position Friday night a couple weeks from now when they're opening the season. It just seems like there's more quarterbacks playing this year than there have been the last few years in preseason.
Yeah, when you said Caleb Williams, then it dawned on me what you were talking about. You know me, man. I'm with you on this. But it certainly has passed the point where he's going to play. So
yeah, he's not going to play.
Yeah, he's not going to play Saturday.
Nope.
I tell you, it will be something that people will point out after that first game. This team comes out, looks rusty. They don't look sharp. What else are we going to go to? Like, that's what we're going to go to, is that maybe they should have played a little bit more in the preseason. I will give them this. I think, I meant to ask Elliot this. Damn, I forgot. Maybe I'll get to it tomorrow with him. I think this has been the toughest training camp that the Eagles have run around here in some time.
In terms of reps, in terms of time on the field, so on and so forth. It does seem like it.
And it seemed like, I mean, they were back in the pads this weekend. So it's not as if Nick is running some camp cupcake where it's all about get them out there and get them off their feet as quick as possible, having these 50-minute practices. So I want to acknowledge that and appreciate that, because I think it has been their toughest training camp practices around here, probably since – I mean, maybe since Doug's first or second year.
Hmm. What do you think that comes from?
I think they don't like the way the season ended last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did some self-evaluating of what they've used as information and data that helped them come to the decision to have the practices the way they've had them in years past. I think they went back and re-looked at that and said, okay, well, maybe we may have leaned a little bit too much into this, and it's okay if we push them a little bit and make things a little bit tougher for them, a little bit more demanding for them out there in practice, while also keeping safety in mind. Like, they aren't going to just totally disregard the health of the players, but there's something to being able to push the envelope a little bit and not be so cautious with everything. If Andy Reid can put the best player in the league out there in preseason games and not have the fear of, oh, he's going to get injured, then I think it's okay if we can do it with our own players.
I also think from a fitness level, it probably helps their – I mean, they're not hitting each other in practice, you know, so they're practicing more. But I think I think it may show in – this is a long season now. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're more fit. Maybe they're in better condition getting into camp. And the only thing I'd bring up with Jalen, and I wonder what has caused it, is Ruben Frank did an article, I don't know, a month ago, about how Jalen's performance over the last 5-6 weeks of each season has sort of fallen off.
Tailed off.
And I wonder, look, that could be from the hits he takes because he runs a lot. But who knows what it's from. Maybe he got too big, which we have discussed. It looks like he's taken off some of that weight. But I wonder, I go back and forth as to whether a harder training camp will make him better prepared to, or if lighter and, you know, less work would be better for him. But it seems like they're erring on the side of more.
And I'll say this. I think there's something to, just from a player's perspective, there's something to being pushed past what you may think your limits are and your comfort zone is, that mentally you have this total recall – when the season comes around and you get into these moments, whether it's individually or collectively as a team, there's ability, there is something about mental toughness and not giving in. It's easy to give in when things aren't going well, right? It's easy to take shortcuts, not get your treatment as far as keeping your body healthy, not going as hard in practice. But when you've already put yourself through what you feel like is the toughest part of what we do, man, the rest of that is easy for me to get through. And that's how we, and I know it's 20 years ago, but that's how we viewed Andy's training camps. Like, Andy's training camps was the hardest thing we were going to go through the whole season.
It's like swinging a bat with the donut on it or whatever. Yeah. Everything's easier after
that.
Right.
The season, the games we played, man, you had to get through that training camp. And if you made it through that, you felt like you could make it through anything. I think there's something to that from a mental competitive standpoint. I think that's why Belichick did things the way he did it for so many years up there.
You feel tougher, feel like you got through something. Yeah.
They got to get recommitted to the work.
They did. Oh, you did it again. There you go.
Yeah, it's still good.
There you go, Jack. You too.
It's still a good line.
Jack, committed to the work.
He held on to that one.
Yeah. That is his motivational quote of the day calendar. Yes. Stuck on Friday.
Dude, what if that's my new bit?
His motivational quote.
I like that.
Just working a motivational quote into every show?
Yeah.
I think it's a horrible
idea. I think it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Yoshi. What up, brother?
I was just going to sit here and keep listening to y'all. I was like, that the static and came through. Is my turn yet? I mean, Spike. Big Eye, Jacket, baby. Happy Monday. Look, I don't care what we talking about today. I'm just calling trying to get in the fantasy league.
Uh-oh.
I deserve to be in the fantasy league. Me and Spike, we need more me time. Me and Jack, we need more me time. You know you just want to hang with me. I make you laugh the whole while.
You know, this time we had.
Yeah, I make good videos and everything. Ike needs a chance at redemption. I'm 4-0 against Ike since I've been in the league. He needs a chance to beat me.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
They sure are. I think we should give him that opportunity to rub it in my face. I do talk trash on the chat line. I talk trash on the radio, win or lose. And I'm a good time, period, for this fantasy, for the draft and for the fantasy. I don't want to be in it. I really want to be in it. I love this. I begged Jack last week. Put me in the fantasy league. I beg. I'm begging now. Spike, what you drinking? I got your first two drinks. I got yours.
Okay.
Jack, meet me at your car. What's name? I'll put a case of Natty Light in there. Let's have it, baby. Come on. Put me in the fantasy draft. Let's rock. You want me to sing today? I'll sing today. Mm-hmm. I know that's going to be one of the things. I'll go ahead and get that out of the way. What's the shut up, Ike. See? Starting already. See? I need to be in the draft. This is what you want. This full stuff you're getting right here, Spike. Don't you want it in person? Don't you want a good time? I want me a Texas t-shirt too, baby. How about that?
You know, from a culture and comic relief standpoint, Yoshi is ranks very high. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, we will take your nomination.
You guys can discuss nude scenes together?
We can. That might be a whole different league.
Oh, imagine that. That's a different fantasy league.
Yes.
Let me correct Jack real quick. Jack said Holly was 56 last week. She's 58, boy, and fine at 58. I sat there and looked at that dumb movie, The Union, on Netflix the other day, just saying that. I was looking at my wife getting in trouble. Ain't she pretty? Look how pretty. Like, and I went to her Instagram. I was like, she pretty, pretty. Like, they might got makeup on her, but look at her right here. Like, she's pretty, pretty.
I can't believe you pull that off with your wife. I could never pull that off.
You know why? Because my wife loved that I'm up front. See, the thing is, y'all call me horny Yoshi and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm really not horny. I just admire women.
Oh, that's another way of phrasing it.
That's a fancy title.
My wife want me to, you call me horny Yoshi. I don't call it. It's funny. But my wife loved that I'm up front with it. You know, guys be sneaking and look. I don't sneak and look. I don't disrespect. But if it's something really nice, I like, babe, check that out. She's like, yeah, she all right. See? And you get away with it.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Yeah.
Herb ain't getting no threesome. Herb ain't letting Portuguese going. I'm telling you. Better not go there with that dang going Spanish translator, boy. He in trouble. I love y'all, cats. Put me in there, Spike.
All right. All right, Yoshi.
Hi, Yoshi.
Wow, that was an aggressive attempt.
Yes, that was aggressive.
Has Yosh been in there before?
Yeah.
Yes, he was just in there.
Okay. Yeah. So I can't tell. Like, should we reset that with Spike now here?
No.
Okay.
Reset what?
Well, we said
you can't be in it back-to-back years.
Unless you're a champion.
Oh,
unless you're
the champion. And was he in it last year?
Yes.
Yes.
So he can't be in it this year.
Right.
Right.
We'll see. Did you hear that passionately?
Yeah.
We can't turn him down for the next.
I heard it
for the next month.
It was, you know, it was very aggressive. And think of all the times we could talk about, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High and all the different, you know, references he has.
I know.
I don't know.
Now the problem when you do this, if you're thinking about it,
is you do open it up to other people who are in the league last year.
Yes.
I know.
This is difficult.
It is, but it's very difficult. Yes.
Which makes it.
A conversation.
Well, when they were in it last year, it makes the conversation a moot point since we had already decided
he
couldn't be in it.
Yeah.
But once we lift that, now everybody feels like I should be back in the league.
What if we don't like them as much?
Yeah.
Well, I like everybody.
Yeah. Sorry.
Of course.
Maybe we could leave that up to the new commissioner, whoever it is.
We could.
Oh yeah, yeah. We even we haven't decided on that yet.
Yeah, we got to decide on the commissioner, and then we'll decide on that. Man, that would be difficult. Now I understand the rules, and I will respect them if the rules. But after that impassioned plea from Yoshi, incredibly impassioned.
Also,
yes,
I don't choose people to get in.
Right.
Of course not.
Yes.
Because he does not want to be. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm not the bad guy who didn't let such and such in the league.
Right. Yes.
I'm usually the bad guy.
Okay. You can be the bad guy.
Who's the bad guy?
Well, they're going to hate me. They're going to call Jack.
That's why they all have his number.
Oh.
Lucky me.
All right. That's something to think about. I didn't know the back-to-back rule.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Now Yoshi's texting.
Well, I mean, if you want to come in and change something else, you can.
Yeah. Bill Spike taking over the fantasy league. Yeah. You talk too much.
Right. Anything else? You guys wear a wrinkled t-shirt. Wrong about everything, just trolling people, do it all for click.
Well, I don't sell drugs to children.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just trying to put it
you're
all
right
in one.
The majority of time.
Well, 50-50. All right, coming up next, two things. First of all, everyone's favorite portion of the WIP afternoon show, which is the top 5 of 5. And the Sixers use up their final roster spot.
All right.
On an Olympian.
Ooh.
That is next. On the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.